Northern Secretary Chris Bryant is visiting Dublin today for his first official visit since taking up the role. He was appointed by British Prime Minister Andy Burnham in July in a cabinet reshuffle after Keir Starmer left office. Mr. Bryant, who replaced Hilary Benn in the role, will meet with Minister for Foreign Affairs Helen McEntee and Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan. It is expected that the talks will focus on economic growth, joint security, and legacy matters. Mr. Bryant said the Irish-UK relationship was fundamental to our shared security and prosperity, and had been greatly strengthened in recent years. I am committed to working collaboratively with ministers in Dublin to foster joint cooperation, uphold the Good Friday Agreement, and deliver on the commitments on legacy that both governments have made under the joint framework, he said. I am also here today to make the case for Northern Ireland's immense economic potential, and for trade and investment that benefits communities both in Northern Ireland and across these shared islands. Mr. Bryant will be joined by Northern Ireland Minister Ruth Anderson and the UK Ambassador to Dublin Cara Owen during a day of engagements. He will also attend a meeting with business leaders from across Ireland and the UK, looking at how to boost cross-border trade and investment. In recent weeks, Mr. Bryant has met with a number of victims groups and with representatives of British Army veterans to discuss the UK government's approach to legacy issues. Last week, he said the UK government remained committed to the UK Troubles Bill, which it intends to use to repeal and replace controversial legacy institutions introduced by the former Tory government. He said he was acutely aware that the bill was the last chance to properly address legacy issues and support those bereaved during the Troubles. I want to ensure the bill helps as many people impacted by the Troubles as possible get the answers they have long sought and commands the confidence of those affected, including those who served bravely to protect law and order.